Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everyone. My name is Darcy Shaning, for those who don't know, and I am guest hosting for Chuck and Julie today. As a matter of fact, I wore this shirt because it reminds me of Julie. She like wears golf clothes, so I didn't want you guys to miss her too much, so I dressed like her today. Hope they're having a fun day off. We're going to get into some amazing things today. During our discussion, we're going to talk about some of the things going on in Colorado, as well as nationwide, and what the effort looks like here in this state to try to prevent further decay and further Democrat control. I think Hope, you're on right now. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Hi. So for those of you who don't know Hope, can the viewers see you?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. I don't know. Okay. Cause you hosted this show before. Hope hosted for Chuck and Julie before too. We've got a lot going on in Colorado, and you know, after Hope and I both took a breather from the chaotic elections, we're now back into the swing of things, and there's just some horrific, egregious bills that were just signed into law, and there's everything else going on in Colorado. So Hope, thank you for being here. Hope is the former vice chairman for the Colorado GOP. I worked with her as director of special initiatives. Hope, you and I have talked about House Bill 1312 over and over,
yes,
as well as the bills to put the unaffiliated into the vacancies. Now, we talked last week about Rep. Kelty's comments where she said, you know, the state kind of needs to burn it all down before we can start over. Like, you know, having worked with you and gone through this with you, where are you at? What do you think about the state of Colorado? Are we going to take it back?
So thank you for that question, Darcy, and thank you so much for co-hosting this for the Chuck and Julie while they are out. You are an amazing woman and a true patriot. So let me kind of talk a little bit about Colorado. I do think that we can eventually get Colorado back, but we're going to need everybody's effort. Like Rep. Kelty had mentioned, we're going to probably have to go through some definite hard times until people are starting to feel the burn within their own family, right? You think about what happened with those bills 1312 and 1309, and obviously the vacancy committee. This is the establishment. This is the rhinos. This is the Democrats literally trying to take control of Colorado the best that they can. But I know that the true grassroots are really feeling the fact that, hey, we're not going to give it back to them. We did have the state party, that's for sure. But we are not going to give our kids, our grandkids, you know, I'm an aunt, I don't have children, and I can guarantee you that I will stand in that gap if it has to be, that I will not allow this to happen to children or families ever.
Yeah.
I have no problem calling a man a man. I have no problem calling a woman. There are only two sexes. I'm a nurse practitioner by trade, and that's what I learned in anatomy, physiology, as well as I'm a Catholic. So there is a man and there is a woman. There is no trans in between all this stuff. So no.
Right. And the Democrats want to paint you and me out to be extremists. And as a matter of fact, Southern Poverty Law Center just released their newest hate crime stats. And they said there are more hate groups forming in Colorado. Okay, let's walk this back a second. First of all, what's a hate group to Southern Poverty Law Center, who in and of itself is a hate group? But Southern Poverty Law Center has designated Colorado Gays Against Groomers, all the Moms for Liberty chapters, Parents Defending Education, Erin Lee's group, the Protect Kids Colorado as hate groups. And so Fox News asked me today, they said, why are there more of these groups in Colorado? Well, because first of all, they're not hate groups. They are forming to fight what is going on here. And what's going on here is so bad. That's why you're seeing such a concentration of activism in Colorado. Now, labeling parents who are standing up for parental rights and labeling families as hate groups, that's literally how we got to be in the place that we're in, by suppressing free speech, by saying, birthing mother, and you better say this and you better say that. And now we're so far off the rails in Colorado. So Colorado is fighting to hold on to Space Command. It's a really huge asset for the state of Colorado. It provides thousands of jobs, not to mention the millions of dollars in tax revenue and all the contractors based around it. President Trump has said that he really does want to move Space Command from Colorado to Alabama. This is a really hot topic, and Hope, I don't even think in the last couple of days I've told you, but there's been a couple of people that have gotten a hold of this effort that's going on, and they are like, how could you advocate? How could anybody want Space Command to leave? But if we're talking about values and principles, we're not talking about the financial viability of Colorado or our congressperson seats, right? We're talking about principles. So where do you stand on that? What's your big outlook on moving command to Alabama?
Right. So first and foremost, I am an American first, patriot. I take what President Trump is putting forward, truthfully and honestly, and I look at it as the bigger picture. So first things first, the big thing that he did is he ended up putting out an executive, statement, basically stating that all this DEI, all this other stuff needs to stop. He will stop funding within those states. So let's look at that picture itself. If Colorado is continuing to move forward in that type of atmosphere, meaning so progressive, where we are going to call transgender individuals by specific names because of this so-called bill. Let me ask you, I was in the military. So when I was in the military, and I don't have children, but a lot of people did have children. Would they feel comfortable putting their kids in a public school? Do these parents have the ability to have private schools? Maybe. Would they be able to educate their children at home? Absolutely not, because they are military. They maybe if they have a wife that has the ability to stay home, both my husband and I served together. So if we had children, I don't know what we would do. And so taking it from that angle, meaning President Trump is not an advocate for all this trans stuff within the military, and taking it even further within their family, having kids being put into the public schools, no, absolutely not. Space Command then needs to move because of that fact. Because how are those families going to be able to focus on the true mission focus, and then have to worry about their kids in a public school where they are being groomed? No, that's where I draw the line. So no, absolutely not. Space Command then needs to move.
Well, and that's where principled people and political people divide, because we're talking about the transing of children. We're talking about, okay, how does the federal government, in good conscience, send hardworking military families to Colorado and tell them you need to raise your kids there? The schools might trans your kids and whatever, no big deal. But you also need to spend your tax dollars in this state, your tax dollars, which will go to literally transing kids and killing babies. So out of principle alone, that asset should not be here for this state, for Governor Polis, for those legislators, because Colorado is abusing children, it's abusing families. And how do I, in good conscience, say, you know what, we should fight for space? How do you fight for Space Command? If your friend calls you tomorrow, Hope, and said, hey, I want to move to the state of Colorado, what would you say?
I would say you may need to take a very deep dive into the politics of Colorado, and I would say probably no. I mean, I've even had my own stepfather, 82 years old, say, "Do we move?" Literally, right after 1312 was signed, and this great gun breach on the 2A. You know, no. I mean, I'm going to stay here and fight. But I'm not for people saying, I'm not for Space Command being just, you know, moved to Alabama just because to move to Alabama. I'm looking at it as the family, the nuclear family unit.
Correct.
They are literally trying to dismantle the nuclear family and grooming these children. Again, like I stated, my husband and I were both in the military together. If we had a child, I don't know what we would do if I was attached to Space Command and that was where I was stationed here in Colorado. I would be scared to death because of worrying about if my daughter were to come home and say, I'm a boy now.
And
No.
that's the type of that's what I mean when I say this isn't about Colorado. So the questions people pose to me and to other people when this Space Command idea is floated out there is they're like, first of all, does that help Republicans get elected? Does it? I don't know. But that has never been goal number one of mine, nor should it be of anybody else's. It's about principles. It's about sticking up for the values of our party. And if we don't do that, we might as well not have a party. We should just have a red team and a blue team. So
Right.
if elected officials in our state, you know, we were just talking about the vacancy bills and all these, Republicans were even signing on to gun bills this year, right? So then they're the first to say, you can't take Space Command. You can't do this. You can't do that because you're going to take all these jobs and all of these tax dollars. Okay, well, guess what? Do better. Do
Right.
better. And
Right.
then make an argument for why you deserve this asset. But in the meantime, people like me and you cannot, in good conscience, say, okay, you know what? More families should live in Colorado. Because if just one kid is trans behind our backs, then we advocated to keep Space Command here literally for dollars and for political power.
Yep.
And that's sick. At the end of the day, the people doing that, those are the ones that, in my mind, are a joke right now because Colorado does not deserve families. It just
No.
doesn't.
No. And
So,
I agree with you.
I mean, people are like, well, how do these military families feel about it? How would you feel about it? I've talked to so many of them, right? Would you, like you just said, would you rather live in Alabama or Colorado?
I mean, and we don't get to choose as a veteran, I don't get to choose my destination. You know, I was stationed in Norfolk, Virginia. But if I ended up actually getting orders and I was part of Space Command, let me tell you, it would be a very difficult decision. I mean, you sign on the dotted line, you are now government property. And then on top of it, now our government in the state is trying to take away our child. Absolutely not. So if our Congress people would want to start fighting harder for our parental rights for Colorado, then sure, then we can actually keep Space Command. But I agree with you. No, absolutely not. If in fact we are looking at trying to trans everybody and groom every single child at the age of, 4 years old, and on top of it, the Colorado insurance companies are now not, well, because military would have to be in a different healthcare system. But let's just say, your tax dollars are now going to sex changes, chemical castration, all this stuff by 1309, and they are no longer looking at testosterone injections and trying to keep that under a formulary where you would have to look at that as a drug that's going to be
It's gender affirming, so it's covered by tax dollars now.
correct. But
So are
now
those
it's
the
not the drug, but the drug companies are not going to be watching that drug anymore. So that under 1309, I mean, holy cow, if your child ends up getting, diagnosed with something at school with all of the social workers and stuff like that, no, I wouldn't even ask for anybody to move here. We're worse than California.
We are
Worse than
worse than
California.
California. We they're, they brought up the notion of 1312 and 1309 2 years ago when California brought it up, and Newsom vetoed it, probably because he was still considering running for president. But I mean, we're more off the rails than Colorado, even Second Amendment wise. So, in as Republicans, as people who believe that we know better for our families, we know how to raise our families, right? That's what is so lost in Colorado, and that's what's so important about this whole military situation. Because we've reached a point where the government is saying, look, the state knows better than families, right? You don't know how to raise your kids, Hope and Darcy and Christy Davis. You don't know what you're doing. We know. And that is what we've all been saying it for years. That's the slippery slope of communism. It's what Mao did. It is this, hey, you can have a trusted adult over here. Your parents aren't trusted adults. The state knows best. And that is why military families should not be sent here. I mean, like I
Well,
said,
let's just put it to you this way. The military is only for one specific thing. It's to train for battle, for war itself. And you should not have to worry about, it's interesting, my husband and I were talking about this the other day. You shouldn't have to worry about when you are training that hard. And granted, I trained really hard when we were out in the Arabian Gulf. Let me just put it to you this way. I wasn't concerned about what was going on at home. I wasn't concerned about, hey, who's taking care of my dog? Who's doing this? Who's doing that? I wasn't concerned because I was mission focused. And ultimately, that's what Space Force should be, mission focused. And President Trump sees it, Pete Hegseth sees it, and we see it here, the grassroots, the true Republicans see it. And if people are really wanting to keep Space Force here, then they need to push back on Jared Polis, have these bills revoked or take them to court for it. But until we can actually become a normal state where parental rights are honored and they are not going to be raised by the government, then no, we should not have this. And to be honest with you, throw in the Air Force Academy too. Unfortunately, the Air Force Academy is here. They have been here for a very long time. But my gosh, I could not imagine what some of those parents feel like when they take their kids to a public school and you have two active military folk. No, that's got to be scary as can be, worse than war.
It is absolutely off the rails. And this is what we have to stand up against. And you bring up a valid point. Okay, so the Air Force Base is at the North Gate exit. And that is solid Republican territory. I mean, it is so red, you could write whatever bills you want in that district. And yet we have Rose Puglisi is the state rep for the Air Force District. Those vacancy committee bills that are basically the nail in the coffin on the Republican Party in Colorado, were written by Rose. And this is what I mean when I say, these officials don't deserve this asset, right? So, when you've got Republicans that are like, but we need those tax dollars, we need that federal funding. Well, you should have voted better. You should have acted better. You should have stood for our values because you, as an elected official, now you don't deserve those tax dollars. You don't deserve productive schools at this point. You deserve to have to work from square one to get this back because it's our Republicans and then the Democrats that have gotten us so far off the rails.
Right. And President Trump is already looking at holding federal dollars for, Medicaid, specifically for the trans and illegal aliens for being, within our healthcare system. So no, we as Republicans we need to stand on our conservative values, our platform, and push back and not bend a knee. We have weak Republicans that continue to bend a knee and say, well, we have to reach across the aisle. We have to work with the Democrats. No, we don't.
No, we
The
don't.
Democrats can start working with us.
Yeah. No, and that's one of the things that they throw out at the true conservatives all the time, which is, oh, well, I have to work with the Democrats. You have to reach across the aisle. Sorry, there's no reaching across the aisle when it comes to transing our kids, when it
No.
comes to taking away our guns, right? There just isn't any. And I'm not going to work with the Democrats. I'm sorry, I think the Democrats are evil. Like, there's a couple good ones, a couple that are just misguided, and I'm sure you've met them, and we've all run into a couple in our lifetimes. But the DNC, the Democrat Party, is evil. Like, we're not going to reach a middle ground. And I don't want a middle ground because anything other than parental rights and family rights is not acceptable.
And I think Mark Baizley, Senator Mark Baizley, said it very eloquently when he was down here on the Western Slope in Pagosa Springs for their Reagan dinner. Basically, the Democrats are using the Capitol as their church. And it was interesting. I didn't think about it that way, but looking at what they did this last session is disgusting. They pushed through as much as they could because they know Jared Polis, this is his last term. This is his last year within this area. And where is he going to go? And interesting, somebody brought this up. So, will he be running for, he may be running for president, but we think we haven't thought about this strategy. Will he run for US governor or Senate?
Senate. People have said that. I could see him going back to that. I mean, honestly, though, Hope, like, wouldn't it be better for him to be in the Senate than not? Because here's the thing, the second he leaves office, he has so much money to be throwing around, and he doesn't have to go through as many shells and packs and hide it as much. Once he's a private citizen, Jared Polis's dollars are going to really hurt us in Colorado. So I'm not sure if he hurts us as a Senate. I mean, it would just be some other crazy Democrat in there unless we can make some progress and get a Republican in. But I'm afraid for when he comes out of office because I don't think he's running for president. His vetoing that social media gun bill, Senate Bill 86, and then signing 1312. He hasn't signed 1309 yet, but I don't think he's going to run for president. And so he could take his hundreds of millions of dollars and finish this state off if he wanted.
And I think that's ultimately what they want. I mean, what he came from California, not to say anybody bad from California, because I'm from California too, long time ago. But you think about where the direction of Colorado is going, and obviously a lot of people are talking 1312 has gained not only national but international news. And it's disgusting to think about what just happened here in Colorado, not just based on the gun grab and what happened with that, SB 003, but this 1312 to take away parental rights. I have no idea what is going to come about Colorado. And again, to your point at the very beginning, do you think we will be able to gain ground? I do. I do. I think eventually that there's a lot of people that are already waking up. Let me just put it to you that way. In my small little community, there's a lot of people already saying, "What the heck is going on?" And we need to start talking more and more about this. And I appreciate you taking the time on Chuck and Julie to talk more about this, because if we, the moment we let this go and stay radio silent, it is going to continue to push more bad bills. And people, we need to really get true grassroots, true, real Republicans into office that really want to do God's work and being able to put forward what the district wants, not what Democrats want.
And what your average everyday parent would want.
Yep.
I mean, even if you don't have kids, like you said, you don't have kids. But we could look at you, we could look at grandparents, whoever. Common sense tells you that there's not a parent in the world, unless they've drank the crazy Democrat Kool-Aid, that would say, yes, the state knows best. Tell me how to raise my kids.
Yep.
We cannot keep doing this. I mean, it is just so bad in the state of Colorado. I think that, sometimes it's easy for me, especially, and I want to say this, sometimes it's easy for me to say, get your kids out of public schools. Like the Democrats loved when the Colorado GOP said that a couple years ago. And I remember talking to you on the phone that night because I was like, oh God, hope like shit hit the fan today. But it was fine. I mean, that was the message that, we wanted to send, and it was an appropriate message. Doesn't mean every parent can get their kids out of public schools tomorrow. No, it doesn't. I don't want people to think that I sit up on this throne and I'm like, get your kids out of public schools while mine are in a Catholic school. And, not everybody can afford a private school. Not everybody has a charter that's good in their area. Not everybody can homeschool. But we have to start having these conversations because it's phrases like get your kids out of public schools, get Space Command out of Colorado, that really start to resonate with, as you say, the rhinos, the moderates, the people in our party that are just happy to collect a paycheck and never stand up for anyone. Well, it's their time. Stand up. Are they going to stand up, or will 2026 be worse than 2025?
I hope not.
I don't know how it could get much worse. So on that note, so what if you could say anything to President Trump about Space Command, about this huge asset that we have in the state of Colorado, what would you say?
I would say think about the families who have children. Think about what you are putting forward about getting trans, all this stuff out of our school, the DEI. Look at that and then take another look at Space Command. If you feel that parents who have two active military parents, mother and a father working at Space Command, and they have a 8-year-old child that's going to go to school, and you think that they are going to be protected within the public school, then sure, keep Space Command here. If you feel that these people are going to groom our children and that little boy is going to come back and say, "I think I'm a girl and I want to take all of these medications and I want to, have these surgeries," then think twice. Move Space Command.
And I could not agree with you more. That's what this is about, right? It's about protecting families. It's not about Colorado. I mean, we live in the United States. It's about something much bigger than us. It's about what's going on nationwide and what's going on in the blue states versus what's going on in the red states. And I can't believe we've reached a point in our country where we're having conversations about what the government is and is not permitted to do behind the backs of parents.
Well, and we had to go through some hard times with the Biden administration, right? I mean, we had it good with Trump in 2016, Unfortunately, he did not win the election on in 2020. And it's interesting, a lot of people who I thought were true Trump haters are now saying, "Oh my gosh, I'm so glad he's back." Regardless of what they're going through with, the tariffs and everything like that, and we will get through that. But let me tell you something. Trump has put the line in the sand about children and grooming kids and the DEI, and it's not going to take, it's not, he's not going to stand for it at all. And he needs to understand Colorado is worse than California, and he needs to really take another look at Space Command and have that discussion. I am not an advocate for Space Command just being like ripped out of here and said, okay, we're going to give it to Alabama. But my gosh, what is going on here? We don't deserve to have this, all of that taxpayer money. I mean, he's already looking at it with Medicaid, right? He's already looking at withholding federal funding because illegal aliens are getting Medicaid. And we need to look at that from the aspect of Space Command because our kids are just that important.
And that's how we have to look at this. We've got to start taking this, not only our state, but our country back. And just, I mean, look, even Tina Peters, we haven't even talked about her today. She's still sitting in prison, in jail, and he is powerless because Polis is like, too bad, we're gonna keep this old lady in jail for 9 years. And it's like, do you send the federal government, or how, what do we do here? In my mind, at this point, they need to charge Tina with a federal crime and get her in federal custody, and then figure the rest out. Drop the charges and figure the rest out, because otherwise, they're never gonna get her out of Colorado.
See, this what they did to her and her family is disgusting.
It's
Disgusting.
horrible. It's horrible. So these are the things that we have to keep talking about. And everybody who's watching, we've got to keep talking about these things, and we can't just let these things go. Hope, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for all you do. You are such a powerful voice in this state. So I look forward to talking to you soon. I'll probably talk to you later tonight.
Absolutely, girl.
Thanks.
You take care.
Okay, so now we are going to talk to our next guest. So for those of you who don't know, we've got Jake Lang here today. Jake was a January 6th political prisoner. He is a hero. He was pardoned recently by President Trump, and so now he is with us. And Jake is a fighter for everything. I mean, Jake is fighting all of the First Amendment garbage that's going on everywhere. He is just ever I will let Jake tell you all of the things that he's doing. He's somebody that I've been working closely with on what's going on in Colorado and what's going on across the country. So if we could bring Mr. Jake Lang onto the call, that would be amazing.
Hey, Darcy, how are we doing today?
Hi.
God bless you.
Good to see you, Jake.
Thank you. Thank you. God is good. I'm so glad to be on your show. We just had you on the Golden Age podcast that we do on X, which is actually the number two show on X right now. And we've had you on a couple times recently. So it's great to be on your show. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And you are so impressive. Thanks for everything that you're doing, Jake. Do you want to just give viewers like a 1 minute rundown on what you're working on today?
Sure. Well, obviously, about 125 days ago now, Donald Trump pardoned me. I was inside the DC jail, rotting away. 4 years and 6 days I spent as a January 6th political prisoner. Over 900 of those days were in solitary confinement. During that time, I had a lot of time to work on my heart with God and read the Bible, and also orchestrate many different January 6th organizations. And one of those organizations, the Federal Watchdog, actually today has filed a lawsuit in the Supreme Court of the United States. So we had a lawsuit, $240 million for all of the injuries that we sustained at the Capitol, from like being clubbed with steel batons, shot with rubber bullets, the tear gas. And so that lawsuit had actually been thrown out at the district court level and the appellate court level for a local rule saying that I wasn't reachable on my cell phone because I was in solitary confinement. They threw out my lawsuit. So we've now refiled. And the Department of Justice under Trump knows about our filing now. And we're expecting that, you know, by God's grace, that there will be an amicable resolution, some type of settlement agreement reached for. This is the first of the many January 6th lawsuits. This one was actually filed over a year ago. So that was my big news today. I dropped on X on my page, Jake Lang, J6, that's going viral right now, the Supreme Court filing.
That is awesome. And you've done a lot of work with Tina Peters.
Yes, that is my sister. She is, you know, we are yoked together in this struggle against obviously election fraud and political persecution. And we did actually the largest event or the largest protest for her yet. About 2 months ago, I went out to Colorado and I was with my good friend Jared. And we went out to Jared Cowart. And we went out there to her jail. She was being held in a different facility than she's in right now. But we went outside. We knocked on doors. We, you know, pressed the issue of our First Amendment right as press to be able to speak to her. They kind of gave us the runaround. But we got her on video call, actually, later that day. And there were hundreds of thousands of people that ended up watching that. And so, you know, we're still fighting for her freedom. I see you guys have updates on her.
Yeah.
Regularly, and next time you talk to her, because I haven't really been able to connect with her since she got moved to her new federal prison, so I need to get reconnected. But next time you talk to her, let her know Jake Lang's praying for her and says hello, and we're going to continue to fight.
Yeah, for sure. And that's one of the things Hope and I were just discussing is, you know, and I'm sure you've seen there's some effort, there's people that are live in Colorado and that are saying to President Trump, look, because of the transing of kids, because of your taking our guns, because of what you're doing to Tina Peters, Space Command, that multi-billion dollar asset that Trump wants to move to Alabama, you need to go ahead and move it to Alabama. Like, we can't in good conscience continue to support moving military families to a state that transes kids and that keeps Miss Peters in jail for 9 years. How do you feel about that? Like, because there's a lot of people, Jake, and you know me by now, that are like, this is so extreme. Like, what you're saying is so extreme right now to want to move a military base out of Colorado. But how do you in good conscience want to keep it here?
Yeah, it's devastating that, you know, one of the most beautiful states in the nation with great patriots in it has been usurped by this insidious Marxist ideology that is basically tainting and destroying the state. And that's one of the reasons I'm running for United States Senate in the great state of Florida, because, well, for many reasons, but, you know, primarily because we have a great base of patriotism here, and we must withhold our strongholds in this country, Texas, Florida. We need to protect
yeah.
these places and send firebrands from these states up to the national government so that we can actually create the change and recreate the culture inside the United States Senate and Congress. Unfortunately, it's like an old Republican boys club there that doesn't do anything, very, very stagnant, spineless and whatnot. And other states need fighters
yeah.
to come up and to now fight, because these are national issues. These are constitutional issues. The fact that they're withholding the rights of parents, states or parental rights should be enshrined in our Constitution so that individual states cannot take away the rights of parents like they're doing in Colorado. It must be repealed. It needs to be federally dealt with. Donald Trump and his administration, and unfortunately our spineless Republicans, need to deal with this, because Colorado is far gone and the
yeah.
people there, they don't have rights.
Exactly. I mean, and that's why the way I look at it is, okay, if my friend called me tomorrow and said, hey, I want to move to Colorado, I'd be like, well, that's great. You know, I want another friend out here, but you better not. I mean, and I would say it like that. Like, if you are a good parent, you had better not move out here if you have a choice. And so I think it's incumbent on our federal government to not move any more military families here and to get out the ones they can.
I agree with that. It's unfortunate, you know, that we're losing kind of like, it's like losing whole entire territories. It's crazy. This enemy is within. This enemy is very dark. They're very demonic, and they're willing to recreate American values, reshift our entire cultural structural system to fit their whims. And they change all the time. Whatever is fashionable, you know, whatever is counterculture in that time is what they're going to be pushing, but they always seem to be progressing further and further into degradation. You know, in the early 2000s, it was all about equality for the homosexual population. And now they want supremacy. They want to inflict their ideas upon our children. And so you can see the maddening and the slippery slope. You know, this is one of the problems with the cultural rot in America is that it's upstream spirituality, faith in Jesus Christ, faith in God is upstream from a lot of the problems that we're seeing. And unless we return to the source, the one and true God of the Bible, we will continue to see cultural rot affect individuals' liberties. Parents have no rights in Colorado. Colorado is occupied territory.
It is. It 100% is. So what do you, okay, since you don't live here and you've got a good perspective nationwide, what do you say about, you know, can Colorado be saved, or have we reached a point where it's like, okay, you know what? This is a blue state. Just section it off. Let them do their garbage. Let it fall. And let's build up our red states. Like, what is the map answer here?
It's so hard, you know, when you're talking about like trying to cauterize a wound, right? You know what I mean? Or like, let's just seal that leg off that's bleeding and amputate it. You know, sometimes that's like a triaging decision that needs to be made to in order to save the body as a whole. I don't know if Colorado's there yet. I feel that the culture war happening online and social media is very strong right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of young minds, a lot of young white men especially, are waking up and they're starting to want to have, again, the cultural return to family values.
Yeah.
You know, to the dominant male lifestyle with, you know, the wife at home and things of that nature.
Right.
They're starting to realize that the hookup culture and this kind of nihilism that they bought into is not satisfying them. And a lot of the young men, especially in Colorado, you know, they're addicted to marijuana, and they're starting to realize their addictions to drugs, their addictions to pornography, their different addictions are not fulfilling them as men, and they're returning, and they want to return to the conservative. They see conservatives have this glow and this force and this purpose driven life they were living. And I believe that the culture war online, I think that we need to shift more resources. Like if we're talking about a war and we have generals and whatnot, we need to shift more resources to winning over the young people in Colorado in the culture war and the war for God, and to give these people resurgence of faith. Colorado needs to be, I don't believe in turning and running from a battle that's not yet over. I think that Colorado, we need to double down in Colorado and save the state. Yeah. We need to send in our Charlie Kirks. We need to send in, you know, our Jake Langs, our young cultural leaders and whatnot. We need to be having rallies there, high school, you know, stadium tours and stuff like that. Spiritual and political revival in the conservative and the Christian field is what Colorado needs. We can't abandon such a beautiful and great state full of so many patriots just because a few Antifa, you know, Marxists are laying claim to that. This is, God has given us a blessing to be above and not below. And this is our territory, and we need to claim our territory in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Jake. I totally, and thank you for everything that you're doing. Jake, do you ever have, like, do you get, forgive me if this is out of line, but do you have like PTSD? Like, are you okay?
I'm doing well, you know, through God, all things are possible. You know, the Bible said, how can we do it if, you know, I think in, maybe it was Luke 15, and they were saying that, you know, with man, it is impossible, with God, all things are possible. And so, you know, the healing and this progressive, movement back into free society and family relationships and all that kind of stuff is very daunting. I know myself and a lot of the Jan Sixers are struggling in many different ways with, you know, just reacclimating and refocusing in on our commitments and whatnot that we had before prison. You know, other people are struggling worse than others. There's people being hospitalized for some mental breakdowns right now. Some of the Jan Sixers, and I'm still currently working with, one of them just got released from the hospital he was at today, and he's texting me. And, you know, so we need to, inside our own community, we need to create better support systems, structures, and like little, you know, kind of intervention meetings if somebody's going down the wrong direction. And I'm working on doing those things with my other community leaders, but it's a struggle, and, you know, it'll only be made whole when God decides to make it whole in each one of our hearts. Some people's healing process could take more months, more years. You know, some people may already have emerged and done that work with God
Yeah.
in their heart. And so it's an individualized process, but we're making it through it. And I believe a huge alleviation, both financially, obviously, with the lawsuits, but also in ways of stress, of family stress, will come from immediate reconciliation and, you know, retaliatory claims as far as, you know, what happened to us, our entire lives, our entire reputation, everything we ever stood for, you know, sullied by being called a domestic terrorist. And so, you know, many people's marriages broke apart, families, children, you know, not renouncing their fathers while they're in prison. And that stuff you can never get back with money. But I believe that immediate financial restitution would be so welcome right now, and it will heal a lot of the problems. So you guys are interested in backing up. So I just, like, that Supreme Court filing just costs like $10,000 that we
Okay.
have to do. And if the audience is interested in funding what we're doing with financial in a financial way, and as well as prayer, please guys go to j6rebuild.com. J6, the letter J, the number 6, rebuild.com. j6rebuild.com. You guys get, that's a give, send, go page. You can donate there, help us pay our lawyers, help us keep, you know, we have some guys that we're trying to keep off the streets. Homelessness is actually a real problem in the January 6th community, so we do need your help, and I really would appreciate it, guys. j6rebuild.com.
Jake, thank you so much. And thank you for all you're doing. I wish you the best of luck in your Derek Chauvin rally. That's
Thank
Saturday,
you.
right?
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Good luck with that. For those who don't know, Jake is doing a rally outside of the jail in Minnesota where Derek Chauvin is located. Jake, what's your Twitter
He's
handle?
actually, yeah, he's actually been moved to Big Spring Federal Complex in Texas. So
Sorry.
We will be in
Oh,
Texas.
Yeah.
This Saturday, guys, go to Jake Lang, J6, L-A-N-G, Jake Lang, J6 on Twitter. And then you can keep up to date with all the posts and the protests and everything we're doing. And we will be, you know, come hell or high water. And, you know, I'm the type of man of action. I will not sit around idly for 4 years while Tina Peter rots away. And take that as a threat if you want, deep state. But we'll come and get our woman out if we need to. You know, we'll organize civically until the very moment that it needs to be done. Because, you know, men were used to be men, and we used to stand up. You can't have a gold star grandmother rotting away in
No.
prison for
No.
another half a decade. And then, you know, the Democrats come in and lock us all up. We can't have that happen. We'll come and get you, Tina, if we need to. I love you, sweetheart. God bless you, Tina, when you get to watch this later when you come out. See
Thank
you,
you, Jake. We appreciate you. I appreciate you. Love you. Take care. And I'll give you a call in the next day or two because I might be able to help with that organization. So
thank you. God
Thanks,
bless you,
Jake.
Bye.
Jake is so amazing. He is just, I met him through actually Trent Lacey and Joe Altman, and he is just a force to be reckoned with. I can't say enough good things about Jake. We now have Adam Dorito joining us. Adam was actually in the Air Force. He has gone through the Army. Adam now works in the oil industry, and I believe he wrote the first op-ed on why Space Command would be better in Alabama. So, Adam, if you're on, thank you
I'm
so
here.
much for being here.
Yeah, no, thanks for bringing me on, Darcy. And I think this is a really critical issue. So, yeah, background for me, like, I went to the Air Force Academy, class of 2010, just like our representative Ken DeGraff down there. And as somebody who's very vested into the issues of Colorado Springs and what's been going on there for over 20 years now, I think it's really important to discuss this because it's definitely an unpopular opinion amongst the military industrial complex that currently exists in Colorado Springs.
Exactly, exactly. Now, Adam, I mean, you've been through your fair share of BS with the military. You know, I refer to it as I come from healthcare, and I refer to it as the healthcare complex, the military complex. It's just a big, so you know how this goes. Like, you know how the military is. But we do know that both states, Alabama and Colorado, are fighting over Space Command. And we know that President Trump is looking at this closely and that he's extremely upset about all of the things that are going on in Colorado that Hope and Jake and I just discussed. What the article you wrote focuses on more of the infrastructure and the planning. So, you know, give me your rundown on that and what you would say to President Trump in that regard.
So let's talk about like the most critical non-emotional points of this argument. So this needs to come back to supporting the warfighter first and not zip codes. Space Command should not be a re-election prize for Colorado politicians, and that's currently what it is. This is about mission readiness, efficiency, and long-term viability. Colorado had its chance and they completely failed. Huntsville's already ready for this. Politicians in Colorado have failed to support military service members that reach out to them for assistance. And I would know this because I've been lobbying for something known as the Military Mental Health Justice and Protection Act, also known as the Dorito Act, named after me, for several years. I couldn't get Doug Lamborn, Ken Buck, anyone to do anything in those districts. And even now, not a single Colorado representative or senator, Democratic or Republican, will go against the Air Force Academy or supporting military sexual assault justice and reform. So if they aren't supporting our war fighters now, and that even goes to the Case West story, Brittany Peterson's office, who's a Democrat out of Boulder, and this guy has terminal cancer as a Marine, can't even get a VA appointment, won't support him either. So if we have representatives in the state of Colorado that already are not supporting war fighters, why would we add more war fighters in another command into this state? It just doesn't make any sense. Colorado Springs is also way overbuilt. It's overpriced and it's overrun. It's no longer a strategic hub. The Colorado Springs Airport is more like a regional airport, and it can't handle the chaotic sprawl of bringing in hundreds of thousands of people continuously. If you think the traffic on I-25 is bad now, just wait until they bring in another major command. I mean, I go down to Fort Carson now as an active reservist, and I can't even get down to the Springs in less than 3 hours from where I live. Add another major command, add all this down there, it's impossible. Another aspect of this is military families can't survive here. Housing prices are up, vacancy rates are near zero. The BAH, the basic military housing allowance we get now, doesn't even cover the rent. Families are commuting hours or living way outside Colorado Springs and then commuting into there just to live in a cheaper place so they can afford groceries for their families. And it's costing our military billions of dollars more. So most of the military leans towards the conservative side as well. But the current local and state government and school districts and the officials that control them are only supporting progressive ideology, which is rejected by most of our military families trying to raise young children. And in a southern, more conservative state, they're just better off being down there just from that kind of standpoint. But one another issue people don't want to talk about is the water crisis. It's a major national security risk here for Colorado. The reservoirs and the aquifers that we have are strained to the limit as they are. We already built an $18 million pipeline from Pueblo all the way up to Colorado Springs just to supplement the water we don't have. Yet city leaders keep approving massive developments, aren't reforming the building codes. There's no water. If there's no water, there's no mission. We can't support it as it is. So what are we even doing?
It's a disaster. What would you say to the four congressionals who are saying this needs to stay in Colorado because it keeps Republican voters here and it keeps tax dollars here? What's your
Well,
retort to them?
okay, yeah, it keeps tax dollars here, but we also have four major military bases here. We have the Air Force Academy, Fort Carson, Schriever, Peterson, and Buckley Space Force Base. You need another one? And I challenge this, and I don't mean to sound like crude when I say this. Look at their donation and their FEC reports, because I guarantee Lockheed Martin and Boeing and all of them are supplementing these dollars. It's a great reelection thing. Don't get me wrong. They're going to get a lot of money. And here's another thing. As we've seen with the Colorado GOP recently, we can't raise money. So a lot of our representatives are having to go to out of state and special interest groups to get the money to win re-election. And this is a major winning point for them, is if they can keep Space Command here, those military contractors and those third parties will bring in the money to keep them elected because it keeps billions of dollars here. That only benefits part of Colorado. Right. Yeah. The military is great. I support the military. I'm in the military. Of course, I support it. However, that is not the issues that most Coloradans care about. We
No.
are we Our agriculture is diminishing. Our water rights are going away. We just saw Palacio Farm lost an eminent domain argument up here in northern Colorado.
Exactly.
Not a single state or federal representative supported her in that cause to stop that from happening. So if they're not already fighting for our constituents and the military members with the Dorito Act now, I had to go literally meet with Senator Blumenthal this weekend over Memorial Day weekend and have to go to Wesley Hunt's office and even Senator Tuberville's office in Alabama to get military reform in the state of Colorado because the representatives in the state of Colorado are not supporting its members now. Why do we want to add hundreds of thousands of more military members here?
So isn't it our due diligence as conservatives, as Americans, and especially you as being military, to say no more families should be subjected to this state?
I mean, try to go to enjoy anything in Colorado Springs now. Garden of the Gods, Pikes Peak,
It's all
Manitou Incline.
gross. It's
It's
disgusting.
crowded. It's packed. You can't even bring your kids out to somewhere to enjoy it. What
No.
about the increased crime, the gang fights, the shootings, the car
No.
accidents? And
It's
it's like
a
I
third
said,
world country.
it really is. I mean, and like I said, I've seen worse. I've been to plenty of third world
Oh,
countries,
I know you have.
but I mean, Huntsville is it's more affordable. It's already connected. It's mission
Yeah.
focused. At Redstone Arsenal, NASA, they already have the infrastructure
Yeah.
down there, and their airport is way bigger to support this. And
Yeah.
like I said, let's be honest. Would it be nice to keep more money here in the state of Colorado and bring more people here? Sure, it sounds nice, but at the end of the day, in the long term, what is better for the United
Yes,
States
exactly.
military? Right? It's cheaper for the ta
Yeah.
American taxpayer to actually keep it down in Alabama. Is it going to be expensive to move it there initially? Yeah, sure, whatever. But
But it's
long term, you're saving the American taxpayer billions of dollars just in paying for housing
Exactly.
costs and infrastructure support.
Exactly. And that's why I wanted to have you on, because taking the emotional and the social factors out, there's no good, there's not one good argument for leaving that Space Command here. So
Well, Jared
after
Polis's one argument is that we're 1 mile closer to space. Thanks,
yeah,
Jared. Appreciate that.
exactly. 1 mile. The show's about to wrap up. I apologize we don't have longer, and I know you need to get to work. Thank you so much for being here. We're gonna do way more work on this, so we'll talk more in the coming days online and on our podcast and everything. But thank you so much, Adam, and thank you for your service as well.
Thank you, Darcy. It was a pleasure.
Thanks. And so for all you viewers that might be, curious about the Space Command and the whole of Colorado and what's going on, go follow Adam Dorito on Twitter. You can check out my social medias, but you're going to be hearing a lot about this because it's such a contentious issue. It'll be coming up over the coming weeks. So thank you all for being with us here today. I know I probably didn't do as great of a job as Julie, but at least I got my golf shirt on and we got some awesome guests. So thank you again so much, and I hope everyone has an awesome rest of the week. And if you guys need anything, just let us know. So have a good rest of the week, everybody.